R&B Fridays Live is returning next month. It's Australia's biggest party with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy and so much more. Get your tickets now with Ticketmaster.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Gather around.
The Husey and Kate catch-up with Ed Cavalier.
And a fine good afternoon to you all on a dead as we get to tingle. Is everybody a divvy to tingly Thursday?
Just Tommy just had an Irish guy cutting his hair, didn't he? Is he Irish?
No. That man seemed
Tommy
that,
and Carrie show.
I think he might have been English, that man. We weren't speak of him.
I thought he was
We don't
Irish.
Speak of the English on tingly Thursday. No, he was English.
He was English, sure.
Yeah, we don't speak of them.
You know what we do speak about?
Oh.
This great show. And we've got, at 5 o'clock, Gold Coast Titans. What do you think of when you think of the Gold Coast Titans?
Amy Shark used to work there.
Yeah, so did Jack, our
I
man
did.
Jack.
Yep.
Rugby league team based at the Gold Coast. Their captain, Ryan James, was doing Welcome to Country at the NRL Grand Final before the National Anthem. Had a mental blank. And anyway, we're going to talk to him about what that felt like in about half an hour.
It was a scary moment.
Yeah, it was.
When your mind goes blank.
He turned, I believe he became a hero for what he did at the time.
Speaking of heroes.
Well, that's.
Yeah, we're doing it, man.
Yeah, well, we're not
We've
yet,
got a
though.
Hero in our midst that we are going to. You know what? We're not going to play that grab because she's not a hero. Yeah, what she did to our James Packer. What we're going to do is we're going to celebrate a true Australian hero. Who's in our midst? In our midst, like a gorilla.
All right, well, just be careful because I know what you are like others, where you make people heroes, then you tear them down, don't
no
you?
No tearing, mate.
Don't you tear down this hero?
No. This hero's unterrible.
You
this
get combine you and other media organisations to tear
that.
Down
no,
this hero.
This hero is going to be exalted to where he belongs.
All right, well, it's about 20 minutes, isn't it?
Yep.
Look forward to that. Now, it's all about the love making, love matching
yeah,
on the telly.
Love making on the telly.
Isn't
world
that?
Movies.
Not world movies. I do have world movies at the moment.
I got world movies.
Haven't seen anything lately.
Nah, it's hard to record. It's hard to explain why you've recorded one to the wife.
Yes, and I just wish.
Why are you suddenly interested in Polish nunneries?
Well, and is there a delete on your streaming services? Is there a delete?
Yes. Why is
These
that?
Are a delete.
There's a big time delete.
You can delete your history.
Oh,
streaming
I don't know
services.
I don't know about that.
And streaming services.
Good question, actually.
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
All right.
But what are we talking about?
The dudes.
The dudes in
The Bachelorette.
Which started last night with Angie. Yep. We had Angie in yesterday.
We did.
From Gogglebox and other things.
Yep. I don't know what they are.
She was in The Jungle Show.
Oh, The Jungle Show.
Yep. Came top three, I think. Yep, second possibly on her series.
Great effort. And then on Love Island.
Yes, which is on every single night.
That's...
After The Block.
It doesn't...
It's a hard U-turn.
It's a hard yards.
The blockheads aren't... They're not loving it.
No. They're switching off in droves, the blockheads. Question is... Who is...
Who
is less dateable?
Yes.
This is the game we're about to play.
Yeah, I know. This is yours. And you want to play this game.
This is my game. Do you want to go first, though?
I don't know. Do you think I should go first?
I think you should.
All right. So I caught a fair bit of The Bachelorette last night. Great. I mean, Osha Gunsberg like that. We've got so many WhatsApp groups going at the moment. Crazy.
What was the symbol you just showed me?
I don't know what it was. We're videoing. So I don't know what it meant. It was the AOK, but that symbol's become a bit.
That's a bit much.
Well, that
you
symbol
sort of gave
now
me like
is
a,
not.
You gave me what could only be described with your fingers as a tight ring.
Not that. Anyway, I'm not going to.
I don't dignify that.
Justify that comment.
It's a bit much.
Or dignify it with a response. So I flicked it on, and the Bachelorette, that is. And she was hanging out with her brother.
Yeah.
And he was dossing all the, he was giving her all the, you know, information
Scooping.
About,
because
her brother came on the show, undercover brother.
Undercover brother.
He came on the show to find out what the guys really wanted. And that led to all sorts of Chinese whispers, and it led to a young man.
Can't use that phrase anymore.
Chinese whispers.
No.
Can't you use that phrase.
That's goner. Rumors and innuendo of an undisclosed national location.
Did not know. That's gone.
Oh, it's a goner, mate. Chinese. Ooh, that's another.
I can't even say it. All right. So, all right. Look, we're wasting time here. So this guy, the fireman with the dog.
Nice to meet you. My name's Jamie.
Jamie.
I'm a firefighter from Sydney.
And you've got muscles and you've got a dog.
And this is his little Rosie.
So he came on strong with his muscles and his fireman's hose and his dog.
He was holding a puppy.
Yes.
It was
and that was, no, that was good, mate. That was smart.
Yeah, good work.
We know that.
Because she loves dogs.
Yeah, and most women do. And that was all very well, but then he absolutely crumbled because undercover brother, I think, fingered him.
Yeah, man.
In some big sort of time. Situation.
Big time. Big time.
About how he was talking smack about her or something, and this is how he reacted to that.
I put a lot of effort into this whole process, just for someone to just come and just do that to me and blindsided me. I just got blindsided. I run the burning buildings for a living and it doesn't affect me. And then someone that tries to manipulate my emotions like that, and I don't know, it's just hard.
So he runs into burning buildings on a daily basis. Yes. Not affected at all.
At all.
A little bit of whispers behind the tall shed.
Shed.
And he's
gone to
keep
water.
One more from him.
It's pretty upset.
Dryer.
I don't even know how to come back from this.
He doesn't know how to come back.
He's crying over a girl he just met.
He doesn't even know why he's crying.
He's a crier.
How could anyone be worse than that? We need people to give us a call.
Yes, 131060.
Yep.
Who's less dateable? The crier.
Or who Ed's going to reveal when we come back. So, but we need people. We need a jury of females.
131060, jury of ladies. Give us a call. We'll present this other fellow for you next.
My guy's worse.
Couldn't be.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up.
131060, jury of ladies, to find out who is less dateable from two shows on TV last night.
Yeah, I've just given the case for Jamie, the crying fireman with the puppy.
He's crying over a woman he's just met on a television show.
Yeah, you know what? I think he's
unbelievable.
Just quickly on Jamie, he has gone all in on being the Jared. Remember Jared from Sophie Mumps, Jared?
Just left on the beach.
Yeah, so I reckon this guy's trying to be Jared, and he's gone too hard too early. Jared didn't go that hard first step.
You're right. Remember when we gave
took a little while.
He started crying when someone weed in his pot plant.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't episode one, was it?
I would like to present the case for Maurice from Love Island, who is, he was with Jessie, a young lady.
Where is that island, by the way? Is that
Love Island?
Yeah, where's the island? Where
is it
are those
Spain?
People?
I feel like it's in
Was Spain.
Oh.
This year they've gone Fiji.
Yeah, right, cheaper. A lot cheaper. And fair enough.
A bit closer.
They don't deserve Spain.
No, they don't.
They still flew that bloody English voiceover guy over, did they? Or does he just do it from a radio booth in, Manchester or somewhere?
I'd say radio booth.
Well, he's a booth guy, isn't he? We don't need him. So this guy calls himself, this is Maurice. Look at his photograph, sitting on the front of a Mercedes, like he's a hood ornament. He says, I'm another breed of person. I'm the whole package. He works 6 to 7 days a week running his own media company called Icon Media Co., which he describes as multifaceted creative hub, which also means...
Well, he hasn't put an invoice in, probably.
Yeah, does nothing. Sends tweets for free. Big shout out to Icon Media Co.
No, well, that's a legend. He may have a law division who's now... You can't. I don't think you can say what
the Icon
said.
Media Co.
I don't know. He could
Mate,
be...
they would be...
Might have some friends you can take. He will come
They'd
around.
Be lucky to have a radio that works.
Mate, I'm distancing myself from what he said about Icon Media Co. Seriously.
Same here.
You can't distance yourself from what you said. I can distance myself from you, but you can't distance yourself from yourself.
Well, I've just put some distance between myself and those comments. Would you like to hear his version?
Yeah, what's he done?
He's a gaslighter, Sash.
What does that even mean for
Massive
people who
gaslighter.
Don't? What's a gaslighter, Sash? What's a gaslighter?
Well, they try and convince you that you're something that you're not. So they tell you.
They convince you you're crazy.
That you're crazy. Like, and it comes from the saying gaslighting, where I think it's a guy once kept turning the lights on and off and would tell his wife the lights were off and she must have turned them on. When he was actually
my wife's doing it to me. My wife's a gaslighter.
She can't be.
My wife is a gaslighter.
No, it's a one way.
Can't a woman be a gaslighter?
No.
Yes, a woman can.
Can she?
Yes.
Oh, good for her.
So what's this guy done?
Listen, have a listen to him. They were having a chat about how their relationship, which had been going for a day, wasn't really working out. And
what's the woman's name?
Jessie. And Maurice has got some theories as to why.
One of the hugest things for me is communication. Like, it's not your strength, and communication, transparency, growth, and above all, confidence. And confidence is showcased through communication.
Dude, you don't just sit here and be like, that's not your strongest trait.
You can't use the term showcase either.
That's tough, isn't it? Well, maybe at the Icon Media Co, they specialise in showcasing. And he keeps going. So she's hit back. Well done. She's like, what are you talking about? And he's doubled down.
I can totally understand how you are very cautious with the steps and the... I realise...
But, like, when you ask questions, it kind of feels like you're putting words in my mouth. And, like, I really hate that.
Tell me, explain
like,
to me.
And it like, doesn't give my brain time to actually think or feel or say what I think.
She's so too good for that guy.
Of course she is.
He could, all right.
All right, so who's less dateable? That's what we want.
Oh, this is a tough one, mate.
This is tough, isn't it? Now, let's jump out.
I don't reckon either of them are dateable.
Well, no, let's say they were the last two men on Earth.
I think a vow of celibacy, I'd say.
That's not going to help our game. If we get people ringing up going vow of celibacy, that's not going to help our game.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I can't answer it.
Ooh, I'm picking the gaslighter over the crier.
Yeah, so I should rather take the gaslighter.
Oh, you deserve what you get then, is what I'm going to say to you.
I see you just want some of that Icon Media cash. All right, who's up?
Claire, who would you prefer?
Definitely the crier.
Yeah, the fireman. Because he's in touch with...
A bit of emotion over massive arrogance.
Get annoying though, Claire, if he was sooking on the whole time, wouldn't it?
I found myself...
You into it?
I found myself screwing up my face more at Maurice than at Jamie.
Right, so you would give... Are you single, Claire?
Sadly, yes.
Yeah, well, and so you're open to possibly the fireman at some point in the future?
Well...
Are you desperate enough to go for the fireman, do you think, or not?
I thought we were just talking about these two.
They're actually in the studio, Claire. they're right here, and they're ready to chat.
Well, no, fair enough.
Okay, thank you, Claire.
She hasn't jumped for him, has she?
No.
No, I'm wondering. These are meant to be eligible guys.
That's what I'm saying. They're being put up as the representatives of the men of Australia.
Thousands who missed out.
Exactly. How bad must they be? All right.
Jenny.
Hello.
What do you think?
Oh, Maurice is a multifaceted douchebag. Absolutely.
Hang on.
Did he show?
Hang on.
Did he showcase his
douchery? Do you see what Jenny's done there? She's taken the Icon Media Co's multifaceted creative hub,
thrown it back in his face. All right. Well, what about the crier?
Oh, the crier any day. Muscles, a puppy, and he was gaslit by that mayor of Noosa or whoever he was.
You're right.
Noosa might.
The local mayor.
That.
Yeah,
the mayor of Noosa.
He's a local councillor.
Bloody
he's
valuable
just a
property.
Yeah, he's a councillor.
Just a councillor of Noosa.
Yeah.
Oh, the people of Noosa are not going to be happy with this, I don't reckon.
Really?
They're paying. So their rates are paying for him.
To be in Love Island?
Yes. Is he Love Island?
No,
is
he's
he...
Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
All right, one more. Is it a full house loving the fireman, Kate? Who?
I am... Anyone who describes himself as a complete package is most definitely not a complete package.
Jeez, yeah. Maurice is going.
It's the fireman.
The fireman wins. Fireman. Love that. There you go.
Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
After five, we'll be joined by Gold Coast Titans player Ryan James.
Yes, who had a mental blank at the NRL Grand Final, handled it like a champion. Mm. We want to celebrate him at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. But right now, before, we were talking about the Bachelorette.
Absolutely.
You told me there was a councillor from Noosa.
Yeah, a Noosa councillor. He wants to be mayor, he said. Well, and things aren't going well for the councillor.
Well, I think you'll find I said that the Noosa would not be happy
you
with
it. You did say that. Of course, you did say that. I don't know how you knew that. I don't know
because
how you.
Because I know Noosa, mate.
How do you know Noosa?
I've been there a couple of times. And I just know Noosa.
Okay, that doesn't endear you to the wider.
I don't say I've
got.
I don't own property at Noosa, but I know Noosa.
Why not?
I don't own any holiday houses anywhere.
Why not?
Because I want to move around. I
want
it to
an
be
island.
Tied to one
to
place.
Island,
then you've got to go back there every time you go on a holiday. Oh, let's go to the holiday. The same
awful,
place we went
it?
To last time.
Ugh, it's the worst.
No, I'd prefer to be able to Airbnb and go wherever you like.
Yeah, mate. Maldives.
Maldives.
Is it?
I don't know. So So, yes. So
in a Bachelorette villain, Jess Glasgow, is under investigation for an alleged breach of conduct by the Noosa Council after his explosive appearance in last night's premiere. In a statement, the Noosa Council said the Office of the Independent Assessor was investigating the councillor.
Ooh, that's the Trump-like. That's the Mueller report,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's they've Muellered him. Current Noosa Mayor, Tony Wellington, big shout-out TW, said Councillor Glasgow's behaviour on The Bachelorette was, quote, not reflective of Noosa Council. Now, you've been
Nor
the wider community's values. Now, as a man who, quote, knows Noosa,
yeah,
do you think that his behaviour reflected Noosa?
No, I don't, because I believe that the families of Noosa wouldn't let their children go on The Bachelorette.
Do you?
They'd be going, nah, you're not going on The Bachelorette. No.
Do your Noosa accent.
I don't have one, mate. I don't have any other accent except my own and my Irish one I do at the start of Tingly Thursday. So that's what I say. But he also offended Osher Gunsberg.
This is the comment. This is, as a resident of Channel 10.
This shocked everyone.
This is disgusting.
And Osher's at home, you remember, tweeting. He lives tweets everything he's on.
It's
good.
Very good.
Because not many people are on Twitter.
No, absolutely.
So you can get yourself trending on Twitter if you just really go for it. And I've done it before. All right, here we go.
Wonder when we meet Osher, eh?
Huh?
Wonder when we'll meet Osher.
Who's Osher?
Who's Osher?
He's the mayor of The Bachelorette, mate.
He's the whisperer, mate. He's going to come out and not give you a rose.
You are gone as
within
noose
three
man.
Episodes. Yeah. I'm saying. You'll love that.
Up next, celebrating a hero.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
You're good there, man.
I've just brought my
keep
cup in, even though there's nothing in it. But you know what? I hadn't seen it for a couple of days, so. Well, since yesterday. I need to keep that close because I was looking for it today.
You were.
It's a big floral keep cup.
With the motif of the Jungle Book. It's the first time you've noticed that, isn't it?
It is.
Yep, well done. It is weird that you carry that around, but I didn't want to say anything.
I didn't realise it was the Jungle Book.
Yeah, you're a Jungle Book guy.
It's my wife's, to be honest, and I just took it off her. Mm-hmm. But didn't even really. It was just in the cupboard. Anyway, what are you doing?
Enough about
Who's
that.
The hero?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
What, me as in
yes, you
Dave Husey Hughes?
Dave Husey Hughes, ma'am. You've saved the Channel 10 network. You've brought it back from the brink, and you need to be celebrated because the Masked Singer's going off. We know that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
Back Monday, and the final six sing on Monday. So you got six performances back to the, which is good. I think the more performances, the better in that show. So.
Less guessing?
Yes. We've run out.
The less dancing and the less guesses. The less dancing and the less guessing, the better off we all are.
Do not make me guess anymore.
Yep. So, and then there's been some stuff coming out in the press recently, the last couple of days, about how
Lindsay Lohan
was dumped. New Idea 3 days ago said that Lindsay Lohan had been
scurrilous.
From Channel 10. Well, at the time, we didn't know that because you got to remember that this all happened after you had got Lindsay on this very radio program after we finally worked out the time difference between here and the UAE, where she's currently running a very large business. A very large business. And she holds very interesting business hours. And the best time for her to talk to us was 4 a.m., which makes sense.
Yes, it does.
A lot of sense. When you're Lindsay and you know Lindsay, that makes a lot of sense.
Perfect.
It's the perfect time to chat.
Yeah, well, we chatted to her and we had a bloody great time.
She said this.
Well, I want to tell you something else.
What's that?
For season two, I'm bringing an American with me.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
Michelle Obama. We got all excited and then New Idea dropped the bombshell the next day that a TV cider in said that Lindsay is, quote, being replaced.
No, we
know. The rumours were rife that she'll be dumped next year as execs are said to be worried about the negative publicity she's getting from not knowing the contestants, and her backstage demands have also caused some tension.
No, I didn't believe any of that, and you know I didn't.
You didn't believe that she didn't know the contestants?
Well, sometimes I don't know the contestants, but no, I know all the contestants.
But then...
Absolutely. Some absolute crackers coming up under those masks. Blow you away.
Okay, Sims. I remember I said I wasn't guessing anymore.
Did you say that? I didn't hear that. So
I did say Kate Sobrano. Did you hear that? And then Lindsay tells us this at 4 a.m.
We've all become very good, genuine friends, and I really appreciate that. And you really helped me a lot, to be honest with you.
That's nice.
And I will tell you this. A lot of people have told me how good you've been to me and helping me on the show, and I couldn't ask for more, and I'm very grateful.
And I absolutely appreciate that from Lindsay Lohan because we got off on the wrong foot because more scurrilous you know, reporting of...
Oh, the note-taking stuff.
The note-taking and the cigarette break.
And the cigarette
break. But that ended up on the Wendy Williams Show in America.
Oh, don't
she,
worry, we're coming to her. She's coming up soon.
All right, good.
But then, today, we find out this.
Lindsay's back, all right.
You've done it. This is all you, Husey. You got Lindsay across the line. The news comes out today.
It is official.
It's back. You say it. You
it's
say
official.
It. You've done this.
Masked Singer's back with the same team as this season.
He's done it. Congratulations.
Lindsay's back. All right.
You've done it, mate. And she's
so happy.
Now, she retweeted an she tweeted out an article to how many followers?
She's got 9 million followers. She tweeted an article quoting this radio show to her 9 million followers.
And who did she tag in it?
D. Husey.
Okay, so D. Husey's done it. You can stop your dancing because there's one final piece of revenge. Revenge is best served cold.
Yes.
And it's been a little bit nippy in here today. So Wendy Williams... who's got a talk show in America.
She does.
And all she does is talk.
Yeah.
Some would say blab.
Talk is cheap.
Talk is super cheap, especially when the talk is this, Wendy.
Oh, you know what? He's the comedian David Hughes. Hughes. Okay. Don't know him.
Yeah, well, you do
Lindsay's
now.
Lindsay's back. All right.
All you have to do is get on Lindsay's socials. I'm all over it.
That's right.
See the photo of me in the blonde wig on her Instagram?
Yeah, I was ignoring that.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Yeah, it's a very fine afternoon if you're just joining us. It is Husey and Kate with Ed Cavalli for the drive home.
Tingly Thursday coming up. Look forward to that.
Yes, mate.
You know what? NRL Grand Final mired in controversy. No one's denying Sydney City Roosters, brilliant team, deserve to win the whole thing. Yep, Canberra Raiders possibly ripped off through a ref decision.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but what has been lost in all this is a great moment before the game where the captain of the Gold Coast Titans, Ryan James, was doing Welcome to Country and had a mental blank.
Mm-hmm.
And his recovery, I thought, was fantastic.
Tweeting about it. You were that excited.
We're going to come back and celebrate. We're going to talk to him. We'll hear the moment, and then we're going to celebrate.
Fantastic.
How he recovered.
Yeah, amazing.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
NRL Grand Final, eyes of the nation, watching before the game. And the Welcome to Country comes on. It's Ryan James, captain of the Gold Coast Titans. We're about to speak to him. He's doing it, and he has a mental blank. We're going to hear it. We're going to speak to him. I straight away, as soon as I saw it, I sent a message, love Ryan James' honesty. We all know how you feel, mate. We've all been there and got a stack of likes from it. Let's have a listen to the moment.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have shared stories from generation to generation. Tonight, we come together on Gadigal and Wangal country. As a proud Bundjalung man, I'd like to acknowledge and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. As a game, we stand together, side by side. I'm lost.
What do we do here?
And then the camera's on the players. They're all smiling.
What do we do? What do we do?
What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
He's not coming back.
Is he coming back? What do we do?
No, someone.
What do we do?
I got an idea. I know what we do.
What do we do? We...
This will do it.
Maybe we just...
There we go.
Ryan James, we're
Ryan
clapping
James.
That in.
Hey. Hello, mate.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah, we're going all right.
Now, mate, have you heard that back before now?
Yeah, I've watched it plenty of times. I got smashed on the WhatsApp from all the teammates, all the Facebook, Instagram memes. But, it's pretty much been love, pretty much.
It was magnificent.
It was really good. It was really good because you were smiling. Oh, I'm lost. You just had a smile about it, you know?
So did it take you, like, you obviously, you didn't, there was no auto cue there, Ryan?
No, there was nothing. Just had to sort of remember the speech, practice it probably a million times.
Yeah.
Got the 5 words or 6 words from finishing and forgot them all.
So you were right at the finish line. You're like a couple of strides and you would have been through, you would have had the right through.
Yeah, that was it. Literally, I think I had respect for each other and the land. I might have been 2 words from finishing.
2 words from finishing. And you did it just then so casually. You know what I mean, Ryan? Like, as you said, I bet you never stuffed it up when you practiced in the mirror.
Oh, no. And then even when the teams were running out, I stood there, the crowd was roaring. I practiced it a good 3 times when they did that. And, yeah, still managed to stuff up on the biggest stage of all time.
Mate, but it was so beautiful. It was just the look on your face when you said, I'm lost, was just, it's I'm lost and it's okay. And everyone was just with you. So did you, I mean, were you, like, embarrassed straight away or did you immediately just smile your way through it?
I think, yeah, I'm just used to smiling my way through it. Literally, yeah. Nothing's really going to happen. I can't really do much about it.
No. Exactly.
And how long was that time for you? Because it's pretty funny when you watch the vision of after you've said I'm lost and you're smiling to when they start the national anthem. How long did that feel like for you, those seconds?
No, it wasn't actually that long. So I remember looking around and seeing a couple of people. I remember seeing Freddie Fittler laughing. I remember looking over at the Canberra Raiders and a couple of the boys looking at me like, is this guy serious? And then I think the anthem sort of just got cut straight to. I think on TV they made it look a little bit better, but, you know, 4.5 million viewers who's watching.
Mate, was the look on the players' faces, you actually, you know, you broke the tension.
It's true, actually.
They made them relax, and we're absolutely
we applaud it.
Celebrating well you, Ryan. It was
well
a
done.
Great job.
Well
Thank
done.
You, mate.
Thank you.
And good luck with recovery with the ACL. Will you be back for the start of the season next year?
Yeah, so hopefully be back for the All-Stars game in February on the Gold Coast. So, aiming for that.
You got to do it again. They've got to ask you. They've got to ask you to
do it. Could you do it again or not?
Come on.
Well, it is the Indigenous All-Stars vs. Maori, so may as well chuck my hand
Come on, back on the horse. No auto cue.
Going live. We're going live.
Good on you.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, mate.
Excellent.
We want to hear from people who have gone blank. Where did you blank out?
It's not there. Whatever it is that you needed to say, it just wasn't there.
13, 10, 60. When did you just go blank?
Was it a wedding speech? Was it some sort of work thing?
Yeah, wedding or 21st.
Just nothing.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
13, 10, 60. When did you just go blank?
What a great bloke. Ryan James is captain of the Gold Coast Titans NRL team. I'm lost. He said 4.5 million people watching him.
Amazing.
He had about 5 words to go in his welcome to country speech, and he just said, I'm lost.
Yeah, I'm done.
And everyone had a good time.
Freddie Fittler laughed.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's really good.
Goodbye. If you haven't seen the vision, check it out on YouTube because all the players were just smiling.
Yeah, we'll put it out on our socials. It's really good.
James, it's happened to you?
I know how he feels very well.
Yeah. What were you doing?
My wedding vows.
Yeah. Oh, God. So you're professing.
Might I add, I insisted that we memorise. My wife just wanted to read them, and I insisted we memorise them.
And
I was the one who got it bloody wrong.
That's fantastic.
Did you forget her name, or what did you forget? Did you forget the fact you loved her, or that you were going to honour her forever?
Honour and obey were the words that I forgot. And it's a constant theme in our marriage where we're constantly joking about it now.
Yeah. That's excellent, James.
Where I don't honour or obey her wish.
Exactly. You didn't say you were going to in the vows. Ruben, what was it?
G'day. I was invited to preach at a church. A couple of years ago, invited to preach at a church. Probably about 100 people there that day. And halfway through the sermon, I forgot what I was preaching about.
What, did you just riff? And, you know, like be nice to each other and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's just say the gospel wasn't preached properly that day.
Exactly. Jesus left you for a few moments. He was off doing something else, wasn't he?
Something else to worry about. Because, you know, in a church, they're looking at you like, right,
exactly.
Here comes the word, the word.
God's talking through you.
Yeah.
And God's checked out. Ken, what was it, Ken?
Oh, yeah, mate, it's a work story, not as interesting as the others, but, I was given a brief, given my evidence in court and started off okay.
Are you a policeman, are you?
Yeah, I was a policeman, and this is in NZ,
in New Zealand,
going back a couple of decades.
Yeah.
And I lost the content of my brief, and I was sort of like me looking around the courtroom, looked up at the ceiling, wasn't there, and my colleague at the time was laughing at the back in the background there, and
What was the case, mate? Can you remember what the case was?
The drunk driving charge and just all the registration number and the details went out of my went blank. And the prosecutor was supposed to be on the ball and leading questions into the next paragraph, but he twigged after about 5 seconds. It seemed like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Did they still get convicted or not, or did they get off?
My buddy backed me up and got me through it, but I said, oh, yeah, we just cracked up on the way back to work, and that sucked.
Does suck. I mean, if you were the one, he would have been giving evidence in a case.
No, if I was the defendant, I'd be like, Your Honour, this bloke.
This guy's on the grog, breath o' him. Julie, what was it? What happened, Julie?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, got you, Julie, absolutely.
So I was on my first week of mat leave.
Maternity leave, yep.
Yeah, and I was sitting on the couch and my two-year-old daughter was playing outside. And I thought, I haven't heard from her in a little bit. So I ran outside and she wasn't there. And I went round the side and the roller door had gone up.
Oh, scary.
So I couldn't find her. And so, I was freaking out. So I ran up the road and then I called the police and they said, some man's found her. And so, I went round there and the police came and they said, what's her date of birth? And I just could not remember at all.
Went blank and they wouldn't have.
Pregnant, running down the road with no shoes on. I've got no idea my child's date of birth.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not to know that she's actually yours, are they? They still give it to you or not?
They did, thankfully. Yeah,
it's trusting.
Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
So time of the week again where we get the tingles.
We do. So if you've got the opportunity, if you're driving, obviously don't close your eyes. If you're in a passenger seat, you can close your eyes unless you're the navigator and maybe you're in the Amazing Race and, or you're doing a rally.
Yeah,
maybe you're doing the Dakar rally.
If you're currently with Colin McRae, eyes open.
Or Grant Denyer, depending on if he's...
Well, he's normally the problem though, isn't he?
Well, keep your eyes open so that Grant...
Denyer trick. Too late.
God for airbags, we can say.
Yep.
All right.
Watch Grant tonight, actually. 6 p.m. Celebrity Name Game.
Celebrity Name Game.
Channel 10. Give that a look. It's always good fun, that show.
It is a lot of fun. It's fun to do and it's fun to watch.
Yes.
Yep.
Spot on.
He's a fun guy.
Anyway, put that to one side and come back for Tingly Thursday.
He does love a ghost story, though.
Does he?
Daniel
get him
loves.
On.
Oh, he's got some good ones, actually.
We'll get him on.
He stayed in Australia's most haunted house.
Has he?
Yes.
There you go. He's an adrenaline junkie.
He is.
The Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli. The Hughie and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Gentlemen, the lights are out. The candles are lit. It's time to hit the tingle.
Have you ever heard a story that sends shivers down your spine?
She got told they'd been dead for 40 years.
And they never knew who started that fire.
What is this place?
Tingly Thursday.
Let's get goosebumpy. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Really good. What's your story, Laura?
Sorry, it's actually funny that you guys are talking to me today because it's actually the day a year ago that we buried my grandma, who I'm telling the story about.
Yeah, wow.
So last July, I gave birth to my son, Noah, and 2 weeks after he was born, my grandma got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, 2 weeks after that, she lost her battle. So it was really unexpected, and we had all these things planned leading up to that.
I'm thinking about grandma and your little one and not spending much time together.
Very full on. Yeah. So we had planned to meet up with one of her family friends, and we decided we were going to do that anyway because, that's what she would have wanted. So we had done that, gone out for lunch and come back to the house that they lived in. And this friend and my auntie had gone off to go visit their memorial rock. So it was just me and the two kids alone in the house. And I went into the kitchen and they have this like four-door pantry that's quite big.
Yep.
And that's where she used to hide all the treats that she'd give my daughter. I went in and the pantry doors were open. And I was like, oh, it's a bit odd. Like, maybe someone's opened them earlier. And my daughter had then gone, oh, can I have some treats? And I said, I'm really sorry, babe, but, like, grandma's not here, so we haven't bought anything. Anyway, so closed a couple of doors, went back into the lounge room, and about 5 minutes later walked back in and the pantry doors were open again. And I was like, that's so weird. And then surely enough, there was a pack of Smarties like at the back of the cupboard.
Whoa.
And my daughter goes, look, there they are. And I was like, oh, just like grandma had sort of said, they're here, like open the cupboard.
She wanted you to have the treat. Oh, grandma needed you to have the treat.
Grandmas are good for, apart from all the love they
It's actually Arnold's grandmother's birth on Tiff's side.
it's Tiff's mother's birthday today. So Arnold's grandmother, one of his grandmothers. So happy birthday, Jeanette.
Yeah.
/ Nan Nan.
That's lovely. And it's actually Grandparents' Day at my children's school today. And I was hanging around a little bit with my mother-in-law. And then I thought I should leave because I didn't want anyone to think that I was a grandparent.
Yeah, that's a good time to leave.
Robin?
Hello.
Tell us your story, Robin.
So many years ago, I was living in Armidale in a very old, very long house, and the front doorbell rang and I had to walk from the back of the house to the front, open the door, no one there.
Oh, weird.
Oh, a bit weird. Yep. This happened about four or five more times, and every time I went up there was nothing. And I was up near the front of the house and suddenly it rang again. And I came over all shaky. My blood ran cold. I opened the front door. It was pitch black. The sensor light had not come on. The doorbell was pressed in and ringing.
No.
What, did you ever work out what was going on?
A ghostly finger.
You don't even know it's there. So you feel its presence.
Okay, okay.
Before you know it, it's there.
No, back.
You tell me?
No, I got good tinkles.
There's a ghostly. What's that?
It's the ghostly finger. Now.
It's the ghostly finger.
Can we do one more?
Yeah, yes, right, let's
come
do Lisa.
On. Lisa.
Hello.
Hello. Now, what is your story?
Okay, 16 years ago, I was living in Ireland. And I lived on acreage in a beautiful big house and windows all around me. I'd be in the back of the kitchen every afternoon and I would see this black figure run past the house. And at first I thought maybe it was my husband coming home from work. So I sort of, you know, I'd expect for him to come in and he wouldn't. And I'd be like, okay, and didn't sort of pay too much attention, but it was happening like probably for about a month.
Yes.
And then it really started to freak me out because it looked like the Grim Reaper.
Oh, my God. You're on your own in the house?
No, so my kids are there as well too, and husband's out working.
Worse.
Yeah, very, very freaky.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, this is really strange. And in Ireland as well too, because there's so much history, it's so old, I think the house was haunted anyway.
Yeah.
And lots of weird things happened. But my daughter came to me one day and she said to me, I see the man every day and I think it's Daddy. He's got the black trench coat on. And I just got chills and I'm like, oh my God. So I rang up my girlfriend who was American. She was married to an Irish guy as well and had been living in Ireland, not too far from me. Mm-hmm. And so I called her and I said, look, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I feel like I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, I told her what had been happening every day and yep. my daughter had just approached me and said what had happened. And she said, oh, my God, my blood has just ran cold. She said, I see him every day too.
What?
So we're just like, oh, my God.
Who is this local black trench coated?
Yeah, some more? Yep.
Yes. Yep. So I'm living in the middle of nowhere. There's three houses and we're all on probably 3 acres each.
Yeah.
So it's not like somebody's just walking
absolutely.
Past.
No,
it's
taking their time.
It's a long run.
Big effort.
Yeah, it's a jog.
Yeah. So my girlfriend and I, because a lot of weird things happened around that time, we had crazy neighbours.
Right.
One of the neighbours was a policeman, but he was up to dodgy things. And she was like, we need to get out of here.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
A sign
go.
That something's going to happen. Anyway, we left. We still a friend. She lives in New York. Yeah. I live here in Australia now.
Yeah.
We talk all the time. She rung me probably about 2 years ago.
To tell you what? What'd she tell you?
She told me that our neighbour was executed in his lounge room.
Recently?
Yes.
So was... Oh, my goodness. That's so tingly. A lounge room execution.
Wow.
And a black figure running the hills of Ireland. That's it. I got tingles.
It'll be back next week.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Keverley.
Yeah, driving you home this afternoon.
Yes, Jason Derulo's going R&B Fridays Live. Do you know
sure
that?
Sure is. I did know that. What made you say that, young man?
Well, I heard Ash London talking about whether she wanted to hang out more with 50 Cent or Jason Derulo. And then she said, Ash London, who does the show after I said that she'd like to have both of them back in a hotel room for a bit of late night socialising.
Ask her about that.
Well, she said it, mate. She said it on air, broadcasted.
Okay. Because the last time anyone at this network did some late night socialising in a hotel, it was, of course, you.
With Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, and Nazim Hussain.
Muslim comedian. Good mate of mine.
And
There was a bottle of wine that we brought along. Neither of us drank it because he's... For religious reasons and me because of my sobriety.
Correct.
But it stayed undrunk in the room. And I wonder
what
happened.
Good party.
Mate, we played Heads Up, the Ellen DeGeneres game, which is...
You should say, hey, Ash, you want to play some Heads Up with Fiddy and Jace?
Yes. I'm sure they would have a great time. You can download that. $1.49, I believe. So I'm not making any money out of it. Ellen probably is cleaning up. Oh, they just need any more money.
They're in George Bush playing it together.
Yes, they're good friends. As we saw, the video of them at the Cowboys NFL game. Now, Portia de Rossi was there, so she's one of our own Australian, Portia de Rossi.
What was her name before it was Portia de Rossi? I always get this wrong. What was Portia de Rossi's name when she wasn't Portia de Rossi?
Yeah.
Mandy
Rogers?
Something
like that.
I think it was Mandy Rogers.
Was it?
There you go.
Yeah, well done.
Nikki Osborne's coming up after 6 p.m. as well.
Yes.
Very, very funny. Comedian.
Yes, I saw her on a plane recently. She shocked me with her behaviour.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that after six. But when we come back, I've been letting the team down on the home front, apparently, and I'll list some of the things I've been doing wrong.
You're resentful.
I'm not resentful.
You're angry.
No, I'm just...
You want retribution.
I don't want retribution. I'll lay it out and you can convict me or maybe exonerate me. I've already been convicted at home.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
And Nikki Osborne's joined us in the studio as well.
Hi, Nikki.
G'day. I've just walked in cold. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well you're going to come in after six, but we saw you there. You might as well hang out with us.
Well, I just wandered over from the pub, so I'm nice and fresh. What's happening?
You're at the pub on your own, yeah?
I was. It's a scary thing.
How long did it take for, and you were approached, were you, at the pub?
Yeah. I had 4 minutes on my own before I had, I think his name was Elio, came and joined me. And,
seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he was trying to flog his commissioned art. He wanted to paint me naked.
Really?
Yeah. So that was within 4 minutes. Four minutes is pretty good.
Hang on. Did he want to pay? Did you have to pay him for that sitting?
I had to pay him, yeah.
What? Hang on. That's Elio. Look, Elio, if you're listening, you got that all backwards, buddy.
It's either free or you pay.
Exactly.
Nikki,
the model.
It's a bit different to what I'm used to. on the street.
That is ridiculous, Elio. That's not going to fly.
No, it's not.
Now, so this is the topic at hand.
Love
and marriage.
Just looking at you
going,
what?
We got there. Here we go, Husey. Go together like a horse and carriage. Yes, you believe that you've been accused unfairly of something.
Yes, I believe I'm a great guy. But I'm getting, Nikki, I don't know if you do this with your husband. You are married, aren't you?
Yeah.
I know you've got. I know you're long term, but sometimes people don't get married, but you do get married.
Yeah, thoroughly married.
Yeah. So.
Shotgun wedding, yep.
Yeah, well, good though. That's, why not? You know, you made it official.
I know.
Didn't you?
Yeah. The invites were out, though, so.
The invites were out?
Yeah, before I was up the duff. So I think that qualifies as a proper wedding.
No, that's not shotgun.
No.
No, that's like.
Yeah, that's just.
Like a mile.
You just had an early wedding night.
I just had a fat dress.
You just. So how pregnant were you on the, down
oh,
the
it was
aisle?
An annoying level. Like I was 3.5 months, which just looked like I was fat instead of pregnant.
And you couldn't drink either, could you?
No, we went to Italy and I couldn't have soft cheese or meat either.
That's disappointing.
At the start of our marriage, I was great fun.
Is that why you just went to Italy? You only went, look, no, I'm going to get to you later, right? So,
what were we talking about?
About my marriage.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing wrong around the house, for example, no one's perfect, obviously.
No.
But last night she really attacked me about the way I stacked the dishwasher. Really, it was an attack.
What? That's usually in the reverse. It's usually men giving women the hard time. They usually restack.
No, really?
Yes.
I've never restacked.
My husband restacks every night.
He's insane.
He's a restacker. I thought it was a male thing.
What's your issue?
Never restack. I'm a bit slapdash. Like I've got double bowls and things like that. Yes. I just hope the water will infiltrate between the app.
What's your issue then? What did she say?
I don't know, mate. I wasn't
focused on... Well, you'd have bowls up. You're a bowls up guy, aren't you? You're bowls up, you weirdo.
No,
I know.
Are you spoons up?
I know that bowls up give you water in your bowl. You don't want water in your bowl at the end of the cycle. So... I like to keep my bowls down, and also
nice and clean those bowls.
I don't know. I have the cups on the bottom when they should be at the top.
No, that's crazy.
No, you don't have cups on the bottom.
That's crazy.
What?
She's right.
If there's a gap, I fill it. There's a gap. I'm a gap filler.
That's
not your teeth.
No, so, not my teeth. Oh, although I've got one tooth put back in there, which is good. So that's one thing I'm doing wrong.
Oh,
so,
don't tell me my kid lost half his tooth today.
Oh, yes.
That's why I was at the pub.
Why? Why did he lose his tooth?
Because he had a fight with the concrete with his face and the concrete won.
Was he on a scooter or something? Or
no, he's just walking.
He tripped.
There's no even good. On his shoelace? He just went arse over tit.
On an uneven bit of pavement?
Just flat.
That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we tried to give you an out. We did everything we could. We did everything we could for you.
No.
All right. Dense fog, yeah.
Another example, when I read my Kindle in bed, it's too bright.
Ah, that's true as well. Yep.
Way too bright.
Yeah, that's a Kindle.
E-reader.
No, I don't read. It ruins the movies.
You don't read at all. You know what a Kindle is? An e-reader where you... Is that what they are? Yes, we are.
I see them on the plane all the time. In fact, were you reading a Kindle on the plane?
No, I was listening to it on my phone. I was reading a book on my phone, which is equally as sad.
Yeah, well, I mean, the phone's the same thing. The screen's too bright.
Yes.
And I said to my wife, your eyes are closed. And she said that the light goes through her eyelids.
It does.
Yeah, no, it doesn't go through your eyelids.
It goes through your eyelids.
Well, get some thicker eyelids then.
Weird warped colours.
It does. It's worse.
Is it?
Yes.
Ah, for God's sake. All right, so she's separate right beds. And I'm wrong, yeah?
Yes.
Well, stop reading.
Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli. Back in just a bit. The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Yeah, very good evening to you all. It is Hughesy and Kate with Ed Cavalli for the drive home. And Nikki Osborne still joining us in the studio.
Yes, Nikki Osborne. Is that how Michael Usher on Channel 7 introduces you?
I thought he was going to say Nikki Obstinate.
Yeah, I had a little problem at the start. My apologies.
Now, you are on the Channel 7 News every Wednesday night.
I am. I know. I'm as amused as you are.
So with Michael Usher.
Yes, very... the latest. You should tune in. And
it's called It's the Latest. It's
the latest because it is the latest news report of the day, and it is the latest edition.
Yes, and it's up-to-date news, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is the latest.
What were you covering?
It's a clever title, really, isn't it?
Working on levels.
What were you covering last night?
Oh, the protests.
The Extinction Rebellion.
Extinction Rebellion.
That
one. What'd you call it?
I don't know. Extinction. It's not easy to say, actually. Extinction Rebellion. Is it Rebellion Extinction or Extinction Rebellion?
No, I think it's Extinction Rebellion.
And we're taking it lightly here, and people get upset when you take it lightly.
No, we're not doing that. We've got
some very
angry
people.
How dare you?
Yeah, sorry, Thunberg. Sorry, no. Thunberg.
No, bees are...
I'm doing something about... Mate, I am currently glued to the studio floor.
Greta,
as
we're saying...
I am glued to the studio floor.
My wife told me that Greta is a child. And I said, well, she's 16. I don't know when does adult...
Hang on, what is she saying that we're not allowed to play the...
Yes.
Play the grap.
How dare you?
Sorry, Thunberg. And say sorry, Thunberg.
I don't think...
Oh, so you're in Trubs for playing
I'm
that.
I'm in Trubs.
Right.
For...
playing that bite.
For Ed Which saying bite? Thunberg.
How Which, dare you?
Sorry, Gretz.
No regrets.
GT.
I think G-Thung.
Can I go with G-Thung?
My wife
believes... Ain't nothing but a G-Thung, baby.
How dare you?
Can I do that?
My wife believes that you should say... I don't actually know.
Sasha!
I don't know what term that she thinks
Sasha.
She should use. But I think Greta.
I just got a warning. What, Sasha?
Disrespectful?
Just gave you a
careful
look.
She's a child.
She's at the UN.
According to my wife, she's a child.
I know she's, but I'm just saying...
In Hastings, there's plenty of children who are knocked up.
Do you want to get in trouble?
I don't know.
No,
that was Nikki, not me.
No, she's laughing at me, so I'm all right.
No, well, she's not my... Sasha's not my wife.
No, that's the last thing you want. Oh, right.
So my... Anyway, so let's...
I take it back.
We'll move on from Greta.
Yes. Thank you, Greta, for everything that you've done.
Yes. So thanks for having a go.
Thank you so much.
You know, less than I've done, although I've got a keep cup in front of me.
Big time that you found in the office after 2 days sitting here.
Less than you've done or more than you've done?
Whatever, mate.
Just checking.
Whatever, mate.
Just checking.
When we come back, Nikki Osborne,
whatever,
who is a bloody stalwart on Channel 7, the latest every Wednesday night,
yes.
is going to tell us what the hell's been going on with her inbox.
Oh, yeah, my box has been filling up.
All right, we'll talk about it next.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Nikki Osborne joining us in the studio as well. People have been sliding in the DMs.
Now, Nikki, who is you're a great stand-up comedian. You've featured on Hughesy We Have a Problem.
Yes.
You'll be on the new series of that, which got announced. New series, Hughesy We Have a Problem. that's great. I mean, have you been paying attention? That's coming back as well, but, you know, it was always going to come back. Hughesy, we have a problem. Definitely.
Marge Singer.
Marge Singer's coming back.
Lindsay's back. All right.
Thanks to Hughesy, Lindsay's back.
Now, Nikki, you are doing a gig in Gosford, I believe. Is that right?
Oh, I am, yeah. We should plug that, shouldn't we?
So you want to see Nikki Osborne live and in the Gosford area?
Yes, it's Ladies of Laughter. So it's myself, Georgie Carroll, who's a legend.
Yeah,
Steph Tisdale. She's a nurse. Yeah. Steph Tisdale and Bev Killick. We're all hitting the Central Coast Leagues Club on, oh, God, what day?
Well, they can Google it. They can Google it.
Yeah,
check
it out.
Ladies of Laughter.
Ladies of Laughter.
Ladies of Laughter.
Not the ladies of, yeah, laughter.
Ladies.
Yes, anyway, so you're on Instagram, Nikki Osborne.
Official.
Official Nikki.
I know it's a bad name, but.
No, that's fair enough.
It was available.
No, well, why wouldn't you do it? I mean, you're a public figure. They need to know it's the real Nikki Osborne.
Absolutely.
Not the unofficial one.
No, exactly. No.
And the people are sliding into your DMs.
They are.
And they're saying inappropriate things.
Well, they are. Because I try and project, you know, that I'm married, children.
Well, yeah, you do. That's you know, at least one in every 30 photos.
At least in my Insta stories, anyway. It's usually like 30 Insta stories with my family, but they don't make the feed.
One in every 30 photos, Hughesy. Sounds like a deep dive from
it
you.
It does.
I follow Nikki on
Instagram.
Okay, so
Instagram. One in 30. Okay, great. Yep.
Yeah,
great.
But are you, like, you're quite selective with what you like as well. I often wonder if you don't
I'm
like
not
things,
like
so you don't get in trouble.
I'm not liking your bikini shots.
No, I know. I noticed.
Well, why would I like
them? Why wouldn't you? You don't like them?
No, I'm not liking them.
No,
I might
not
like them,
so
but
you
I'm
don't
not liking
like them.
I'm liking them, but I'm not liking them.
What's the difference? A like is
big
a like.
Big difference.
A like is a like is a like. I'm not an Instagram.
Like's not a like.
A like is a like is a like.
I'm not. Oh, yeah. She's got
Give
a photo.
Me your phone. Let me start liking some stuff.
No. she's got a photo with a couple of puppies. You'll like that.
Oh,
are you into puppies?
No.
He doesn't like puppies.
What?
No, he's a non-dog.
That's really weird.
It is weird. It's not good. It doesn't make him likable. So you can say you don't like cats and we'll go with it.
I don't like dogs.
Well.
Do you like cats?
Yeah, they're okay. Not big on animals.
Not great for your Q score, mate. You want a good Q score? Like some animals.
Do you like
Watch
your kid?
This. Yeah, I love my kid.
Okay.
I'm a huge Thunberg fan.
Greta,
How
mate.
Dare you?
All right.
So people are saying things inappropriate in your DMs.
Yeah, well, it all, yeah, pretty much. I mean, most recently I posted
a screenshot.
We're on
air.
You're
loose.
I'm trying to vet it.
There's a printout here, Hughesy. I've printed some out for
all
you.
Right, there
so
you
can,
go,
no, give that to Hughesy.
I'll give it to all right.
Give that to Hughesy. And so, all right, you can say what's allowed to be broadcast and what isn't.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit full on. Keep trying.
Well, I know what you did last winter.
Yeah, see that.
That doesn't make any
what
sense.
What did you do last winter?
I don't know. I haven't opened it. Maybe you got footage.
It's always
of me
dudes,
doing
isn't
something
it? It's always dudes.
John says, hey, sexy, you have nice. I love to. I don't know where that went. Where was he going with that? Did you know that person?
Is that John Johnson?
No.
Yeah.
She doesn't know these people. They're not her friends.
No, that one's not nice. We can't say that one. But some of them.
What
like
about my best pick of my
rooster? Oh, he sent a picture of a rooster. I just opened it.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
An actual rooster.
So he's all right.
So I don't know about
there
that.
There you go. I think it's a pheasant, though.
That's pretty funny. Is he allowed to do that?
Nope.
Because your wife also gets these photos, doesn't she?
She sent me some that she gets. This is something that my wife
She's
got.
She's a public figure.
Yesterday.
People don't know. Tiffany
Hall.
Who was a former gladiator.
Yeah, tiffxo.com.
Former trainer on the Biggest Loser.
This is a lovely one from a man calling himself Jose Bodybuilding. And it says, you got yummy feet. What size?
Oh, I got a foot one too.
Yeah, I thought you might.
What size foot does she have?
They're 7.5 US, but she's got very dexterous toes, which the foot dudes seem to like.
Yeah, I got, hello, would you please show me those feet of yours? Because I like them.
What size are your feet?
Well, they photograph bigger than they are, and people often comment because.
On the size of them.
Yeah, because of the size of my
they
feet.
They look reasonable, don't look circusy.
Yeah, they are reasonable, but you know, when you kind of pose with your. Oh, bloody hell.
No, well, they don't.
Here's one Tiff got from a guy called.
No, they're not.
How do we know that your wife's got dexterous toes?
I don't know. She does. She flexes them sometimes
she
in her
kicks.
She flexes
her toes.
Yeah, in her kicks.
She's asking for trouble.
I get a cramp if I kick.
This is from Doob Patrick. Big shout out, Doob. I had the biggest crush on you on Gladiators and Biggest Loser. I know it's strange, but please tell me you've wrestled a male.
What? Oh, it's strange.
Yeah, but they do. They're honest. One guy said, please don't judge me, but how much to buy your swimsuit?
Oh, Tiff's got a lot of guys that are trying to buy her used workout gear as soon as she's finished with it.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Has she ever done it? Because I'm starting to think, you know what, bugger, what is, I'll just when everyone sell has a, it.
Would you? Like, so what, would $500 get it done?
I don't know. I'd be keen to know how much I could get.
Well, we're not going to do an online auction
now. I could be quite industrious.
No. We do want to.
I do have some cycling gear, though. I was going to flog on Marketplace, but maybe we should flog it here.
No, look, I don't. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
No, we can't give away used
clothing. We would like to hear from what has people said on your inbox? We're going to put that out there.
All right. 13, 10, 60.
The weird ones.
Strange requests you've got. People have DM'd you weird stuff.
13, 10, 60.
Double points if it was Husey.
It was not that.
Weird DMs.
Yeah, what have they said? What have they
asked for? What do they want?
The Husey and Kate catch-up with Ed Cavalier.
Nikki Osborne joining us in the studio as well because of the old sliding into the DMs. Slide into my
DMs. She's at Nikki Osborne Official. I've just had a look. I haven't had a look at your photos for a
while. What was the one that set you off just then?
Oh, no, it's you know what?
Can you show me the one, Nikki?
Seeing them in total is what set
me. Oh, it's the totality
of it. I know, I'm asked, but it's because I've just come back from Europe.
Oh, come
on. So I spent a lot of time on boats, so I was in a swimsuit a lot. But then you scroll a bit further.
But you know what? I'm going to give you – I'm going to applaud you because Jeremy, your husband's in two of the top 15.
Yeah, see?
So
projecting marriage. I'm a good girl.
Just projecting it. Yeah, I mean, no, you can do whatever you like. But they're great photos. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
Give it a like.
I'm not lying. I like the one with Jeremy.
No.
There you go. Yeah, Jeremy.
Well, what about the one me scrubbing the toilet in a bikini? Yeah.
No, he doesn't like that
that's a business proposal, really, isn't it?
That was my transition back from Europe in a bikini back to real life.
No, I like it. I like what you're doing there.
Oh, I need to win over just my comedy audience again.
Because my wife gets nonstop just dudes asking her out on the internet.
Yeah, does she? I mean, she can disable those sort of so she gets no messages if she wanted to.
She quite likes it.
Yeah. Are you ever flattered, Nikki, by the messages?
Yeah. Well, I was just saying to Ed before that I'm actually, you know, I've reached 38 now. It's come to the point where it actually feels like I'm doing all right to actually get them.
So, so what we're saying here is because you're 38, it's okay.
I think I'm in cougar territory. And I've reached that point.
I feel like you're justifying your behaviour here, aren't you?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
It's working for you.
Otherwise, I might go and delete some posts.
Your Instagram is fantastic. There's no doubt about that. But who's getting weird requests like Nikki is? Kylie, what have you had on your Instagram?
How you going, guys?
Great.
All right, Kylie.
I had a fellow on there in a nappy asking me to breastfeed him.
A fellow in a nappy asked you to breastfeed him?
Yeah.
Wow.
And did you respond to that?
No. No, I did not.
She only said yes.
I didn't know how to.
What do you say? You've been you're naughty.
Yeah, well, I mean, you wouldn't. I mean,
no, you don't. Yeah, you leave that guy to it.
Yes, it's ridiculous. Have you ever had anything like that, Nikki? No, I don't know. You don't have to answer all these questions.
No, but I just got a message just then.
Oh,
my God.
Can I get some milk that tastes like real milk with only 2% fat?
Is that
a thing?
That's a breastfeeding thing, isn't it?
It felt like it.
But isn't it, you go to the supermarket and get that sort of milk? Isn't that one of those sort of?
Yeah, I know, but
I don't know if they're trying to be funny.
He's trying a thing. Yeah, he's trying a thing.
Felicity, what have you had requested?
So I had a guy message me asking me if he could buy some of my used shoes off me.
You wanted to smell your feet odor.
Yeah, and then he kept messaging me from different accounts asking the same thing.
Very
persistent.
Well, he's industrious.
How much was he offering Felicity for the shoes?
Well, I thought, I don't really want to meet him. I mean, I thought, girl's got to eat, but...
A dog's got to eat.
Girls got to eat.
She said a dog's got to eat.
Dog's got to eat. Girls got to eat.
Dogs have to eat as well.
Yeah, no, but not. That's everything. Not Felicity's concern.
No, I don't. I thought she might have had a dog that needed to eat.
No.
So I thought maybe she didn't have enough money for a dog.
So she's selling shoes.
My dog's got to eat. Maybe I'll sell my shoes so that my dog can get some pal.
Can we please talk to the next caller? I'm very excited about this.
Tash, what happened to you?
So I have a
boyfriend, and that's very obvious on my Instagram feed. So I got sent a message saying, "You remind me of my cousin because I want to."
Oh, come on.
We're back. We're back.
What the? Did you?
That's right. We're back.
Tash, we know that.
Had a rude word said on the radio, but we are back now.
Anyway.
That was fun. Damn. All right. Well,
just be respectful in people's DMs.
If you want to buy some shoes off them, offer them a good price. Dog's got to eat.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Of course, Nikki Osborne been hanging out with us for the last half hour or so with the show.
Absolutely, Nikki. You're at Gosford with the Ladies of Laughter coming up. Yes, in
yes,
a couple of weeks.
November 24th. 16th.
Doesn't matter what.
Go both days and see when you see when you see Nikki. Make it a game of it.
All right. We'll see you soon, all right?
Thanks, Nikki. Yeah,
if you missed any of the show, podcast at HuseyandKate.com.au. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
R&B Fridays Live is returning next month with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy, and much more performing live. Get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.